stress and obesity, how stress is helping you not to lose weight and not to reverse your obesity. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Vishak here, and welcome to another episode of Power Dynamics. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the role of stress and how is it not only leading you to gain a lot of weight and spoiling your body, but also it is helping you keep there and just get worse and worse. So let's get down right into it. So stress is leading to obesity. There's no question about it. Although what I'm saying is, like, it sounds like a very general statement, but it depends on psychology, it depends on environment, and it depends on the what kind of a stress that you're going through, either it is acute or it is like chronic. You know, it depends on the types of stress and from person to person. But having said that, it does affect a significant number of people when it comes to obesity and chronic diseases. Okay, so first of all, understanding stress is the primary importance. I mean, is my primary importance. I want you to understand stress on a different level so that you are not looking at the stress as just another part of your day, but also, you know, you are understanding that on a much more impactful level. Okay, so let's just go back in time. I'm talking about, you know, thousands of years ago, back in the days when the beginning of the human race, when we started off, when we need the food. Or, you know, like, we step out of the cave when we go out and look for food. So when we go out to the places which are uncertain, you know, there could be poisonous plants that can harm us or probably even kill us, right? We have weather conditions, like insane weather conditions, or probably even animals can come in, you know, harmless, which are dangerous. So these are uncertain situations. So when you put yourself into an uncertain situation or a circumstance, and that's where you get stressed. Stress is nothing but when you face a problem. Problem is a pain. Pain meaning you don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to go about it. You don't know how to solve it, right? That's when the stress hits you. So basically, stress is nothing but a survival mechanism as to how you are able to survive through that particular uncertain situation. That's it. Okay, so in essence, it is nothing but a chemical reaction that is happening. So what you need to understand is stress is nothing but an emotion. Okay, so basically, humans, when you face stress, like when you go through the stress, you take two actions. Either you run, like you run away from that stress, from that particular point, that is like a flight motion, or you are in a fight motion. Fight meaning you are standing there and fighting. So it's a flight or fight response. You must have heard about the fight or flight. So this is what the reaction of a person when he's stressed. Okay, so the last part, of course, there is one more, it's called as freeze, but then that is only 20% of it, or probably even 10% of it. Okay, freeze is like when your mind freezes, when your body doesn't work, it's just, you're frozen in time, you're just like, you're standing there, you don't know what to do, right? Imagine when a person is like, okay, he's facing a car that is coming right at him, and he's just standing there, and he doesn't know what to do. Like, do I go forward? Do I come back? Like, I don't know what to do, but the car is approaching me fast, right? That's like the frozen point. So anyway, let's get back to the fight or flight, right? So fight is nothing but you stand there and you fight, or flight is like you just get off from that whole situation. So so the thing is, when you face a threat, then there is a hormone that's called as cortisol. It just spikes up, and this hormone is predominantly responsible for your well-being, not well-being, but survival. It is not about the comfort or the safety that you need to look at, but it is about, regardless of what happens over there, you need to survive. So now you can ask me, okay, today there are no animals or uncertain situations that are coming in my way. There is no literal threat that is coming in my way. I understand, but think about it. What are the possible things that are stressing you today, right? Either you're losing money, that's a stress, because if you lose money, you don't know how to survive. You can't survive in this world, right? or let's say you're having a job threat. Somebody's coming and your boss is coming and telling you that, you know, you don't have a job from tomorrow. I mean, you've been laid off. So in that regard, you are having a huge amount of stress, right? Or let's say that you're going through a divorce, you're going through a breakup, you're going through a health crisis or any of these things, you're getting stressed. So if there is stress, then this can lead to other dominant diseases, short-term and long-term, okay? So it is not really about running away from the stress, but it is about staying there and fighting, managing your stress, all right? So when you're stressed, when the cortisol is up, there are a few things that are happening in your body. It's like your throat goes dry, your hands start shivering or shaking, your heart is racing, your blood flow increases, your brain works at its maximum capacity for the survival, right? So all of these reactions are basically to, you know, help you survive in that situation, okay? So in a sense, so basically the stress can be divided into two. One is acute stress and another one is like the chronic stress. Chronic stress is someone when you go through the stress, like constant stress for a prolonged period of time. I'm talking about weeks or even months, right? I mean, for some people, it's even years. So if that's what you're going through, that is called as a chronic stress, okay? Acute stress is nothing but, okay, so you got a threat like, you got a threat, like you fell down and you just like stressed out about it, right? I mean, something like that, okay? So that is the acute stress. Now let's talk about the negative impact that is happening in you. So I was not really paying attention to stress and I didn't really know how bad this stress was to the body. And I was like really getting stressed out for all tiny things. I was so sensitive for all these tiny things, you know. I was getting so stressed out, but you know, after once I crossed my 30s, and that's where I really understood the impact, the negative impact of stress. And you know, my body started imploding, and that is when I knew that okay, the stress is not as easy as it seems, or it's not as simple as it seems. Mine was chronic because after I quit my job, I got into entrepreneurship, and then after that, you know, I started my business. And when this whole thing of, you know, business and entrepreneurship, when you're going through this, the journey is kind of lonely and the journey is kind of taxing, and you don't know where you're going, like kind of alone, right? I mean, for a very long time, you're kind of alone. You're like just like lost in the dark, and you're just rumbling around shit, like you want to do things and trying to find a way, and you know, all the workarounds. So when this is being going on, I was hit with a regular chronic anxiety, chronic depression, and the ride was crazy. It was like going on for almost 2 years. And I'll tell you, when you're going through that, you lose the ability to feel anything. There is no pleasure. You want, you know, the food. When you smell the food, you just get that euphoria. You don't get that. You can't even feel happy about it, right? I mean, you're just eating. You're not feeling hungry. You're not feeling full. You don't feel love. You don't feel attention. You don't feel affection. All that you know is pain, and that's it. Okay, the world is so dark, like the whole world is so dark. You wake up and you are in pain. You go to sleep, you are in pain. You don't get your sleep. There is no appetite. There is nothing, like you don't feel anything. And I've been through that for over 2 years, and I know exactly how stress hits you, and I know, which makes me qualified to talk about it. And I got out of that using some unconventional, like super unconventional methods, okay? So and this was going on, and I'm like, okay, I need to do something about it. So there are a few things that really happen on a constant basis. One is food. You get some insane craving for food. When I say food, it's not like the normal food. I'm talking about junk, crap, right? Stress. When you're stressed, you just feel like, you know, you want to find some comfort in something, and that the easy access is food, right? All I gotta do is just go to the kitchen, just do something, open the phone, order something. And this was going on for a very long time, okay? Although I've been working out and I've been in a pretty good diet for a very, very long time, so that it didn't hit my body hard. But for those who have not been having a pretty good lifestyle, for you guys, it is like, it's so easy for you to just get obese, and after that it just starts like a chain reaction. It just starts one after the other after the other, because unhealthy food, I mean, for some people it is unhealthy food, like the constant craving for unhealthy food. For some people it's just sex addiction. For some people they depend on the, you know, drugs, substance. For some people it is to do with escape. When I say escape, you just want to take off from the scene. You just get off and go somewhere as a holiday, or you tend to go for shopping, like the compulsive shopping, or gambling. You know, these things can go on, but let's just stick with the health right now. So health and stress is what we're going to talk about. We are talking about. So the next one is abdominal fat accumulation. So the fat accumulates in your abdominal side, especially, it happens especially when you are having a desk job or if you're sitting for a prolonged period of time. I'm talking about majority of the day, like major part of the day. If you're just sitting constantly without moving, that's where you accumulate the fat on the belly section. Okay, so there are two types of fat. One is a visceral and another one is a subcutaneous fat. Okay, so visceral fat is what you see on the abdominal area, and you need to take that off. Like, it's not just as easy as it sounds, but you need to take that off. So that is another consequence of having the chronic stress. Okay, so dealing with the stress, now coming to the dealing with the stress, how are you going to deal with the stress? Every time when you feel that you're stressed, you go to therapist, you know, you go to Google, you go to internet, you talk to people. People say, you know what, define the problem, talk about the problem to others, you know, do the meditation, do the deep breathing exercises, do the yoga, do the mindfulness, you do the walking. Yeah, I mean, these things, it can work, but is it effective? For a long time, I did the meditation. Meditation definitely helped me. There's no question about it. Even now, I do a lot of meditation. So, is that going to solve 100% of the problem? No. But there are a few things that I have, you know, discovered over the time. And those are high-intensity exercises. Like, this is going to give you a next-level euphoria when it comes to your mood and your pattern of behavior, right? High intensity interval training is nothing but pushing your body to the extreme limits, where you get to a point where you're like, I can't do this anymore. You know, any exercise, be it like running as fast as you can, that's called as sprinting, or even there's like ton of exercises when it comes to HIIT. And when you do that, you are breathing so fast and so heavy that your brain is literally flooded with oxygen, and brain needs a lot of oxygen. Of course it needs blood, but it needs a lot of oxygen. So when your brain is flooded with oxygen, that's when your mind changes, your mood changes. You are not having the cortisol anymore, but instead you're having the serotonin, you're having dopamine, you're having adrenaline. That is where you have that mood to, you know, not the mood, but you're developing the mindset to just go and conquer shit up. Like, you're not being there stressed up about your situation and you don't know what to do about it. You know, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm just here. And why is it all happening to me and all that? All of that kind of vocabulary, all of that will just go away. It'll just go away. Like, in the 15 minutes of HIIT will give you like a massive boost in your mood. Temporary, but at least it can prolong for like 3-4 hours. All right. But you got to really push yourself. And that is one strategy. Of course, deep meditation, you really have to take in the time, and then you got to do it like for over a very long time, consistently, without giving a day's break. If you can do that for about 100 days, then you really start feeling that effectiveness. Okay, that's another one. That's mental training. Another one is another form of mental training, which is cognitive reframing. So cognitive reframing is nothing but you're just looking at the particular situation from a very different angle, and you know, you're trying to analyze the possible outcomes and comparing that with the worst outcome that can possibly have. That means when you say that, okay, I've lost my job, right? If that is your condition and you're stressed about that, what you can do is, like, most people, they lose their shit when it comes to losing the job. Okay, I lost my job, I don't know what to do, right? And you just, your mind will not work, your heart is racing, your blood is pumping, and you're just all over the place. You're filled with emotion. You're high on emotion. And at that point, no matter what you think, no matter what you decide, no matter what action that you take, it is all going to be all over the place. And it's never going to be a structured, logical, practical approach. That you're never going to take that practical approach. All right. So cognitive reframing is nothing but just you know, being there, taking a deep breath, just coming back into the moment with all of your senses. And then, easy. All you got to do is just think about the worst outcome. You could be killed. You could be mobbed. You could be robbed. You could be in jail. You could be cleaning toilets in the jail. But you're not. You just lost a job. That itself is going to give you a different perspective when you look at that particular situation. I just lost a job. I'm not getting beaten by the mobsters on the street in the middle of the night. Imagine if I'm admitted in the hospital for HIV. Imagine if I have the cancer. Imagine if I'm almost in my deathbed and I haven't seen my children yet. You know, like, things can always be worst. This is just one example that I gave you, but I mean, there are tons and tons when it comes to the cognitive reframing. But when you incorporate techniques like this, it's going to give you a very different approach. And trust me, this is where you really become unstoppable. Okay, and these techniques are going to make you like a beast. It's going to make you a beast when it comes to dealing with stress, problems, and even life. All right, so that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your time. With love, signing off. This is Vishak. See you on the next episode. Bye bye.